This.
Pikachu!
And this. Are, if you don't know already, sounds you'd hear while playing Pokemon Go. The extremely popular mobile phone app game has, for our region, attracted the attention of players. No more so than here by the seaside along the east coast at Hornsea. For many, coming here is a chance to catch some Pokemon characters and enjoy a day out by the sea.
Well, obviously it's just a day out really, but she just said, oh, you can get Pokemon here, so I just came here.
I'm just learning, you know.
But it's great, you both come out, the sun's shining, you've come here, Hornsea, for the day, have you, to have a look round, but then you can play Pokemon at the same time.
Yeah.
Because obviously there's the things what you look at, but obviously you don't really look at them, do you, really? You just, like, walk through the garden. But because, obviously, the Pokestops, you tend to look at them more, you know,
But the issue for some local people in the town is not the fact that more people are coming here, but it's where they've come to play. The Memorial Gardens, the quiet gated park with large trees and benches, has a war memorial and also two lion statues. And some who live nearby say it's an inappropriate place to incorporate a game.
I have no problem with people coming to the gardens, but I just think the game is actually inappropriate. It's a memorial and they're playing a fighting game. It just doesn't seem the right sort of thing to be doing. And I don't understand why they haven't put it in the park, in the Hallgarth Park, where that's for people to be playing in. That's what it's for.
One resident in particular says the late night gamers can be disturbing.
Putting it outside people's houses with hundreds of cars turning up constantly for weeks is very inappropriate. The issue is it on an evening? That's all it is. When it gets after 10 o'clock and basically there's cars pulling up constantly with music on, doors slamming, horns bibbing, you know, it is annoying and it's upsetting everyone on the street, really.
But despite the issues around cars and players at all hours, the game has attracted more people to the town.
My name is Lee Walton and I'm councillor and mayor of Hornsea Town Council. With our chip shops, they already do a roaring trade this time of year, but they've just seen even better trade as a result of Pokemon visitors to the town. And the fact that we've got a busloads of people coming into the town, again, it can only be a positive. I even heard a rumour that we had some Japanese tourists visiting Hornsea over the last couple of weeks.
Businesses like Sullivan's Fish and Chips tell me that trade has increased and they're happy that coaches of people are coming for day trips. In fact, there's one from Hull coming on Sunday. The dilemma is, how do you please everyone? Extra trade for businesses brings with it noise and car issues for residents.